This is the most dystopian garbage you have ever seen. And garbage, by the way, is the PG version of the word that I actually wanted to use to describe this piece of legislation. A new bill has been introduced in the state of New York, Assembly Bill A416. I encourage you to go read it for yourself. Assembly Bill A416 will allow the governor and any public health official in the state to round you up and detain you in a detention facility if you are potentially a case, contact, or carrier of a virus like COVID-19. You can't make this up. This makes 1984 look tame. This is the description of the bill itself, and I quote, Assembly Bill A416 relates to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially dangerous to the public health. The bill says, and I quote, the provisions of this section shall be utilized in the event that the governor declares a state health emergency due to an epidemic of any communicable disease, end quote. So basically, if Governor Cuomo, the dipstick governor who forced nursing homes to admit COVID-positive residents, which caused COVID to spread like wildfire in New York nursing homes, which caused the death of up to 11,000 people, although we're not sure of the actual number because Cuomo is a liar who won't even admit he did anything wrong, if this guy declares an emergency in the state of New York, Assembly Bill A416 gives random unelected public health officials the power to basically put you in a detention camp even if you haven't tested positive for the virus. The bill keeps going, and I quote, upon determining by clear and convincing evidence that the health of others is or may be endangered by a case, contact, or carrier, or suspected case, contact, or carrier of a contagious disease that, in the opinion of the governor, after consultation with the commissioner, may pose an imminent and significant threat to the public health, resulting in severe morbidity or high mortality, the governor or his or her delegee, including but not limited to the commissioner or the heads of local health departments, may order the removal and or detention of such a person or of a group of such persons by issuing a single order identifying such persons either by name or by a reasonably specific description of the individuals or group being detained. Such person or group of persons shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor or his or her delegee and complying with subdivision 5 of this section, end quote. Please note the phrase suspected contact. You literally don't have to be a confirmed contagious case. All you have to be is a suspected contact. And they don't even have to be sure it's you. If you fit the, quote, reasonably specific description of a suspected carrier, you can be thrown in some sort of medical jail. And the good news is, this detention is basically indefinite. The bill reads, and I quote, a person or group removed or detained by order of the governor or his or her delegee pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section shall be detained for such period and in such manner as the department may direct in accordance with this section, end quote. They don't even have to have a court order to arrest and detain you for up to 60 days. This is what the bill says. In no event shall any person be detained for more than 60 days without a court order authorizing such detention, end quote. This bill also makes it illegal for you to leave. And I quote again, a person who is detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises shall not conduct himself or herself in a disorderly manner and shall not leave or attempt to leave such facility or premises until he or she is discharged, end quote. Now, in case you were worried that this authoritarian mandate was too vague or too far-reaching, New York Assembly Bill A416 goes even further, granting power to the governor to do anything he wants, and you will be forced by this law to comply. And I quote, in addition to the removal or detention orders referred to in subdivision 2 of this section, and without affecting or limiting any other authority that the commissioner may otherwise have, the governor or his or her delegee may, in his or her discretion, issue and seek enforcement of any other orders that he or she determines are necessary or appropriate to prevent dissemination or transmission of contagious diseases or other illnesses that may pose a threat to the public health, including, but not limited to, Orders requiring any person or persons who are not in the custody of the department to be excluded, to remain isolated or quarantined at home or at a premises of such person's choice that is acceptable to the department, and under such conditions and for such period as will prevent transmission of the contagious disease or other illness, to require the testing or medical examination of persons who may have been exposed to or infected by a contagious disease, or who may have been exposed to or contaminated with dangerous amounts of radioactive materials or toxic chemicals, to require an individual who has been exposed to or infected by a contagious disease to complete an appropriate prescribed course of treatment, preventative medication, or vaccination, including directly observed therapy to treat the disease and follow infectious control provisions for the disease, end quote. So let's recap. If this bill becomes law in the state of New York, Cuomo could declare a public health emergency. And then his unelected public health officials could, in their opinion, not scientifically, in their opinion, identify you as a potential risk, but they don't define public health risk. But if you are even a potential contact, a suspected contact, they can round you up and detain you in a detention facility without a court order for up to 60 days. They could force you to undergo medical testing and examination, force you to undergo treatment, whether you want it or not, and force you to get vaccinated. And these creepy government officials grant themselves the power to watch to make sure you comply. This is tyrannical. This is a violation of our most basic individual liberties. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, conservative or progressive. This is insane. If you live in the state of New York, you tell your state representatives what you think. And no, I'm not just talking about voting their tyrannical tails out of office. Go to their website. Let them know how strongly you oppose this dystopian power grab. The website's on the screen. You can see it. There's a section that says, "Do you support this bill?" Choose nay, obviously. Your liberty and the liberty of our nation depend on it.